Okay, so I want to talk about the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's now less than 30 days before Pesach. And we never really have opportunities to do Pesach Shiurim, because you guys are in Ben Hazmanim. And Shloshim Yom, right? And I feel like it is an interesting topic. I wouldn't say it really ties into Purim. Maybe we could use Purim as like a model for some of the ideas we're going to say. Hopefully it'll bring it home. So I'm assuming nobody really saw the Makoros yet. So we're going to read a little bit and talk about a lot of it outside. So there's a famous question. I feel like people ask it on the Rambam, but it's really on the Gemara, on Halacha Lamaisa. That is, there's two mitzvos about remembering leaving Egypt. What are the two mitzvos about remembering leaving Egypt?
Zechira
and Sipur. Okay. That when do we fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim?
Every single day.
Every single day. Vayomer. Right? Exactly. Every single day. How many times a day?
Two.
Two. Why do we do it two?
Because we don't
pass in. Because we do pass in, like.
We do pass in my.
Like Benzoma, Nagada, right? Lo Zachisi Shetiamer Tisraim Balilas, Ashidasha Benzoma, right? I have to remember the actual pasuk. Laman Tiskor Asimim Tisra Meritatraim, Koye Mechayecha, and we darshin. Yom Tzitzcha Yamim Kod Mechecha Dalelos. Not like the Chachamim, that is the Habili Mos HaMashiach. Okay, we remember in Kriya Shema, in the Birkos Kriya Shema, Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day, morning and night. So once we have this daily obligation, when the Torah says, V'igadeta Lebincha B'yomu Leimor, right, that we have this mitzvah of talking over the idea of Yetzias Mitzrayim specifically on the Seder night, on the Sedarim and Chutz Laretz. So what's added on by the mitzvah of the Pesach night? Okay. So there's several answers given, but what's interesting is that let's read a little bit of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, the first Mako here, because I feel like a lot of the different opinions are going to be based on partially at least on the Lashon of the Rambam. So the Rambam says HaMitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin, Hu Shetzivanu Lesaper BiYetzias Mitzrayim BeLeil Chamishasar BeNisan BeTchilas HaLayla KeFitzachos Lashon HaMisaper. We're supposed to discuss leaving Egypt on the night of the 15th of Nisan, at the beginning of the night, and based on the eloquency of the person speaking. It's a translation from the Arabic, right? And whatever somebody adds on and elaborates about talking about all the Nisim Hashem did and all the evil that the Mitzrim did to us, Hashem took our vengeance, or took revenge for us on them. Right, the more we talk about Hashem's chasadim and the miracle and the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the better, right? What's the makor for this mitzvah? V'gadeta lebincha b'yomo ulemor, etc. Okay. Then the Rambam continues to say that there's a mitzvah to tell to our children. Even if there's no child, you still should tell, have a discussion, one to each other, even amongst ourselves. Okay, but that's the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos does not list the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but he does in the Halachos. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is in source number 2. We don't even have to read it. It's kind of a paraphrasing a lot of the ideas of the Sefer HaMitzvos. That's the idea of talking about in the Seder night, telling over to our children the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam says in source number 3, Af al pi she'en mitzvah tzitzis noheges balayla. It's a little bit out of context. If you look at Hilchos Kriya Shema Perek Aleph, he's talking about Kriya Shema Baboker Valayla. So even though there's no mitzvah to wear tzitzis at night, Koronos HaBalayla, we say Kriya Shema, which references tzitzis, even at night. Why? If they sheish ba zikaron Yetzias Mitzrayim, u mitzvah lahazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim ba yom uvalayla, shnemar laman tizkores yom tzitzcham eretzram ko yimei chayecha. Okay, so we have a mitzvah. The simple pshat, before we get to the Or Sameach, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, 2 times a day to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So now the question that the Or Sameach is going to ask, and Chatz Chinuch is going to ask, Reb Chaim is going to have a famous pshat on, is what distinguishes between these two mitzvahs? The mitzvah of Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day, and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, he got it to the Levincha of the Seder night. Okay? So the Or Sameach, in source number 4, we're not going to read it inside. Actually, maybe we'll read a line, because it's actually a very interesting lashon for just in general. Not necessarily for this specific topic. The Or Sameach says he thinks the pshat in the Rambam is, Rambam was bothered by this question. He said, you're right. There's only one mitzvah d'oraisa. What's that mitzvah d'oraisa? the Seder. We're supposed to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim every Seder night, that time when we left Mitzrayim, and give it over to our children, and Kol Amarba HaRezim Meshubach. The mitzvah every single day, twice a day, only Derabbanan. That's what the Or Sameach says. He says, it's really only Derabbanan. The Gemara is Mashmutz Deoraisa. So he has a line in here. If you look at the first page of the sources, V'yesh in Yanim. It's like the last phrase and the second to last line. V'yesh in Yanim Shehem lihafakas ritzon habore. There are certain things we do in Judaism, which is in order to, how do you say it? To take out, to bring forth the ratzon of Hashem. Af kilo hiti, what's that? Elicit, that's a good word. To elicit Hashem's ratzon, we want to arouse Hashem's ratzon towards us. Af kilo hiti velo hichbid betoras chova. Hashem didn't obligate us. He didn't make us have to do it. But we know Hashem would want us to do this. Bekolzek asher ro roshe haknesiya, anje knesses agadola. Kizo hafakas ratzon habore laofen hayoser nirtza hischaibu bazeh. Once the Anshe Knesset HaGedolah realized this would make Hashem very happy. He wants us to do this. So they said that we should, they made the Midirabana, they made it a chiyuv. Bezeh al tavoz ki zikna imecha, a pasuk from Mishle. Don't disparage the words of the wise, something like that. Vihine basher anu roim shabori yisparach higid betoraso shelatach lezeh yatzo b'chipazon. Hashem stresses that we have to talk about it. Hashem took us out in hastily, and He took us out with all these miracles. B'mneizeh tziva b'pesach uveshar mitzvos laman tizkor kol yimecheyecha, and Hashem made this mitzvah of Leila Seder and many mitzvahs associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tiknu avoseinu lizkor b'pe malei Yetzias Mitzrayim kol yom ulehodos lazeh vezeh hashlamas ratzon habo yisparach. So what's the Or Sameach saying? He's saying it's a mitzvah derabanan, but it's a mitzvah derabanan that's coming to enhance an idea that's Deoraisa. Hashem wants us to be good Jews. Hashem wants us to appreciate He's our Creator, and He's our Master. And one of the main ways we could kind of connect with that idea is remembering how we were slaves and we're meshuba to Him literally. Now He took us out of Egypt and He made us a people and everything He did for us. So since we want to remember that, and Hashem showed that to us by having a mitzvah of the Seder, we took that idea and made it an everyday mitzvah. But the chiyuv to do that is only derabbanan. The idea behind it of having that perspective is deoraisa, appreciating what Hashem did for us, but the actual obligation is only derabbanan.
How do you deal with the two psukim?
So Laman Tiskor, everything, if you looked at the whole piece, he addresses that. The whole thing is talking about in the context of the Seder. All the psukim. Yoni. Yeah.
Which, he said it's based on a mitzvah. Is it based on
Zippor, that mitzvah? It's based on the idea that Hashem put so much emphasis on Yetzias Mitzrayim. One of the main rias for that is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim from the Seder. But also many mitzvahs say, Laman Tiskor, Yom Tzitzcha, I don't know, Lula, Phil, Mitzvahs, Phil, sorry.
So just based on the fact that many mitzvahs
are connected to that, so therefore we realize Hashem cares about this, so we want to make it an obligation. It could be according to Or Sameach, even before the Chazal came along and made it a chiyuv of Kriya Shema Yom V'Laila to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, many good Jews would have wanted to do that, but it wasn't an actual obligation until they came along and said that. Okay, that's the Or Sameach, but that's not usually assumed. We usually assume the Pasha said it's a mitzvah d'oraisa every single day, day and night, so then the question begged itself again, so what's the difference between that and the Seder night? So the Minchas Chinuch already is focused. If you had to, before we see anything, I don't know if you've already seen these Reb Chaim's four distinctions. So if you have, so then hold it in for now. People who have not seen these answers, these approaches yet. Misvara, what would you think? What's the difference between the mitzvah we do every single day, twice a day, and the mitzvah of the Seder night? Yeah.
You said now you tell the whole story, you're being ma'arich in it, you go to the front as opposed to just...
Good. Yes, that's one of the approaches. Anybody else? Yeah.
Question answer four.
Oh, we have the Manishtana. Anybody else? There's one important thing, which maybe you guys, it's not on your radar yet. It's Hashem, should be on your radar at some point. Passing it out to the next generation. Okay, so says the Minchas Chinuch, the Rav Chaim will incorporate a lot of the things you guys just said, but Minchas Chinuch focuses on the thing I just said. So he says, where do I read? He says, Hinei tzarech iyan al haram bam. It's, for some reason, Minchas Chinuch has a lot of Rashi Tevos. I think I heard once from Rav Schechter, it's because he couldn't afford the high like publishing costs, so he tried to cut down the amount of words in his Svarim. And that's just, now that's just like what we have. A lot of Rashi Tevos. Yeah, the newer ones, I think, spell it out. But in Bar Ilan, it seemed like it was still the old one. Hinei lichora, like almost halfway down. halfway in, you know, halfway through the line. Yine lechora tzorach ina la Rambam demone hamitzvah lesafir b'leil tesvav my mal yusa delel zemikol halelos. I think he knows he's doing that. I think he knows he's using those expressions. What's the advantage? What's why is it different? Now, the mitzvah of sefer yitzis mitzrayim from all the nights. We have to say yitzis mitzrayim every single day. Hamitzvah lehaskir yitzis mitzrayim b'chol yom b'chol laila. Ayn brachos yedveis maskir yitzis mitzrayim b'leilos. After the Chorachim, I'm pleading. Come, welcome. Rova Poskim, Barama Bechlalam, Perakalam, Hilchos Kriyashma, Chagil, Pasku, Kiben Zoma, the Mitzvah Askish Yisraim, Beyom Velayla, Shem Ramanskos Yisraim, Kom Yachecha, and Sham, Vish Meforshe, no, Vish Mashmos, Beyom Velayla, Wind Doraisa, Ein Brochus Kapala, Fam Emes Yatsev, Hose recorded, Ziz Mitzvahim, Zar Doraisa, Altman Sover, Kriyashma, Derabanam, Kain, Mani Sposa, Belat Esvav. Okay, so he wants to know what is added on according to the Rambam by having a mitzvah daily. The mitzvah every day is to mention it to ourselves. Says the Minchas Chinuch. It could be, you're right. According to the Rambam, Tzvei Dinim. If you're by yourself, the mitzvah on the Seder night will be exactly identical to the rest of the year. But if you have younger people or people that aren't so knowledgeable and trying to convey to them the messages of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the main addition, says the Minchas Chinuch, of the Seder night. We're giving it over to the people around the table, to the next generation, to our children, and if they're not there, other people who are not so knowledgeable. That's the main difference, says the Minchas Chinuch. Okay. But there's this idea in the name of Rav Chaim that the Rav quotes in a couple places that there are several distinctions. One of them is what we just mentioned in the Minchas Chinuch, the idea of giving it over to the children. But he quotes other distinctions. And we'll just read this quickly. Hinei kibalti me'aba mari b'shem Rabbeinu Hagadol, right? His Zeta, the Rav Chaim's itself. Sha'ar b'halachos ma'avdilos u'maflos Bain, it's supposed to be. Mitzvah, Zichiras, Yitzias, Mitzrayim. The Mitzvah, Sipra, Yitzias, Mitzrayim, the Elohim. There are four distinctions. Aleph, Mitzvah, Zichiras, Yitzias, Mitzrayim, Loheges, Bechol Yom. I'm in source number 6. Bechol Yom, Bechol Laila. Mitzvah, Sipra, Yitzias, Mitzrayim, Loheges, Rak, Bodel, Tesavis. This isn't really a distinction. This is Rav Soloveitchik quoting his grandfather, Rav Chaim. This is Rav Chaim. One is just that there's a mitzvah every day, and one's a mitzvah specifically on Pesach Ner, but that's not really a difference. It's just like spelling out that they are different. Beis. Mitzvahs zechiras yitzias mitzrayim pirusha hazkara kol duhu. This is, I think, what Rayoni was saying. You did mention it. You mentioned Hashem took us out of Egypt. Umitzvahs sipur koleles peirut hanisim v'haniflos she'as lana kadosh baruch hu mitzrayim. But the mitzvah of Seder night is to go into the details. That's the second distinction. Gimel mitzvahs zechira omeres she'yaski yitzias mitzrayim li'atzmo like the Minchas Chinuch. Mitzvah sipur kovas she'yisaper libanim ulacherim al pigzeres hakasav yigadeta lebincha v'yomahu. Third distinction, you're supposed to tell it over to the next generation. Dalid, mitzvahs, zechiras, yetzias mitzrayim, eina mehave mitzvah bifne atzma. It's not its own independent mitzvah. Ela novas mi mitzvahs kriya shema vechalus kabalas o malchu shamayim. U mitzvahs sipur kovas mitzvah le'atzma v'minin tariyad. So now, Rav Chaim is also in a very subtle way, answering the question on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam list in the Minyan HaMitzvahs only Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because says Rav Chaim, it's not an independent mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. There's a mitzvah called Kriya Shema, which means relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our creator, as our master. And part of that is remembering that he took us out of Egypt and we owe our whole beings to him. So the mitzvah of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim every day and every night is part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, part of the mitzvah of accepting Hashem's malchus upon us. But the mitzvah on the Seder night is its own mitzvah. We're just supposed to talk and discuss and go into detail and give it over to the next generation. Those are Rav Chaim's distinctions. And then V'li Nira L'Hosef Od, the Rav Soloveitchik on his own, another distinction, which really I think flows from some of the other distinctions.
The grid or the grids?
This is now the grid, Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yossi Dov Soloveitchik. Chovas Zechira Eina Matila Al Ha'adam Chiyuv Amiras Shevach V'Hoda. The idea of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day. There's no chiyuv that should lead to praising Hashem, to thanking Hashem. It's just a kind of a fact. We should think about it. We should have this perspective. Hashem took us out of Egypt. Umitzvah Sipor Michayavto Lorak Lisaper as an infal osvanisim shasalanu, elegam li shabeach ulahodos, lefika, hanachnu, chayavim lahodos, ulahalal, etc. Bezav Yisoda shall chobas halel belili psachim. We'll elaborate on this in a minute, but says Rav Soloveitchik that the mitzvah of Sipor Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not a mitzvah of just only of knowledge, but it's supposed to lead to praising Hashem, to be overwhelmed with this feeling to praise Hashem. Okay. But one of the features both the Minchas Chinuch and Rav Soloveitchik point out, Rav Soloveitchik's, Rav Chaim, and the Rav, is that one of the elements is giving it over to the children. All, obviously, for Rav Chaim and for the Rav, it's more than that. It's not just about, for Minchas Chinuch, it was the same exact facts and details you say to yourself every day, you say it to your kids on the Seder night. For Rav Chaim, I think it's much more than that, which we'll talk about. It's about a whole experience and getting to the point of Shavach and Hodah. But one of the important elements of that is giving it over to the kids. So this is already, we don't even have to discuss it. We know from our experience of Pesach how kid-focused it is. But what's interesting, it's not only from modern times of stealing afikomens and giving kids chocolates and whatever people do in their families and prizes. It's mamash rooted in the Gemara, right? That Rabbi Akiva would be mechalik kleios ve'agos and the tinokos. Rabbi Akiva would give out the equivalent of candies back in his time, nuts and raisins, whatever it was. These poor kids, yeah, it's okay. They're happy. When they're happy with it, it makes them happy. Yeah,
those were candies back then.
There were candies back then. We do things.
Can they do that by a wedding also?
To throw them. Yeah. That's right. Also, the idea that we do all sorts of things, Kedeshia Kiru Tinokos V'Yish'alu, we do things already rooted in the Gemara to just arouse the kids' attention. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Let me tell you the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We want to keep the kids engaged and interested. That's already rooted in the Gemara. Okay, what I want to just talk about for a minute is, it's so interesting, right? There's two mitzvos. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And says in Minchas Chinuch, says Rav Chaim, one of the elements that distinguishes a sipur from Zechira is the role of children, like giving it over to the next generation. What's interesting is that there's a fascinating Shitas Rashi by mitzvahs Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema mentioning Birkas Kriya Shema mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Mishnah says in Brachos, Nashim v'avadim v'ketanim peturim mikriya Shema. Right, women, slaves, and ketanim are peturim from Kriya Shema.
Versus Brachos.
Brachos, yeah, Mishnah Chafam. It's source number 9. Chafam and Aleph. Rashi has a shita there that when kids are putted from Kriya Shema, it's even kids that higia lechinuch, even older kids, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, now only 3-year-olds. So why are they putter? There's a mitzvah of chinuch for all the mitzvahs for kids. Says Rashi there. Afilu kadin shegia lechinuch lo hitilu al aviv lechancho b'Kriya Shema. The kid's still sleeping in the morning. Maybe at night it gets too late in the summer. The kids, it says Rashi, they never were mechayev the fathers to tell their kids, wake up, it's time to say Kriya Shema. Until they get to be bar mitzvah, and that's a different story. Tosfos disagrees. He says, no, Rashi, why would you say that? When the Mishnah says ketanim are peturim, it means if they're lo higia lechinuch. Of course, when they're higia lechinuch, they've got to be mechayev them. The Shulchan Aruch brings both shitas and simen ayin. I think he's not machria, but he says it's better to be machria like Rabbeinu Tam. Mishnah Berurah brings me'ikar adin really paskin. Could be we really paskin like Rashi, but again lamais were machria for Rabbeinu Tam. But this idea in Rashi that it's not such a convenient mitzvah Kriya Shema every day. The kids they might not be around at the proper times, so they were not machayev the kids, the fathers to teach their kids this mitzvah. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balatanya, he says. And according to Rashi, the kids aren't even chayiv in Birkas Kriya Shema. They're not chayiv at all in the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to Rashi. They're excluded. It's not so practical for them. Right? It's too early. It's too late. So it's just interesting you have these opposites. The mitzvah of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day, it could be kids aren't chayiv. Even kids that are Yigia Lechinuch are not chayiv in that at all. But when it comes to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we are so focused on kids, on little kids. Yigia Lechinuch. Lo Yigia Lechinuch, they're almost like the centerpiece of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the question is, why is that? Why are we so focused on them? Okay, so I want to, if you look at your sheets, I think it's there's number 11. I want to first read number 12 though, okay? Number 12, now it's, in this context of this Rav Soloveitchik piece, it's not about the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not about Pesach, it's not about any of this. It's about children, okay? It's about children. I think it's an unbelievable piece. I would recommend really reading this eulogy for Rav Chaim Heller. Maybe Google it, see if you could find it online. A beautiful piece. A lot of Yisodos in Rav Soloveitchik's thought. It's also in the Sefer Shiurei Harav. I think it might be in the Otzer somewhere, but yeah. So he says here, a strange polarity. What's polarity?
Like
two extremes, right? A strange polarity characterizes the world of authentic Judaism. It swings like a pendulum between the two ideals of maturity and childishness. What's he saying? The ideal of Judaism?
12.
Number 12. The ideal of Judaism is that people should experience it in two extreme ways. To be like children and to be like adults. The great man, the Gadol, whose intellect has been raised to a superior level through the study of Torah. You have a Gon. Yeah, he sits and he learns Reb Chaim's, he learns Tosfosim, he learns Milchamos, he learns Rebbe Akiva Eger's. Gift of well-developed, overflowing power, depth, scope, sharpness should not be viewed as the totally adult. You look at this guy, you think he's a genius. So much Torah in this guy's brain, but don't look at him as just that. The soul of a child still nestles within him. On the one hand, he is knowledge-sated, he's full of knowledge, strong of intellect, rich in experience, sober-sighted, crowned with age, great of spirit. On the other hand, he remains the young and playful child. Naive curiosity, he wants to learn more. Natural enthusiasm, he likes to sing songs. Eagerness, he wants to help people. He has a child within him. Spiritual restlessness, he's not happy where he is. He always wants to do something different, something more. Have not abandoned him. If a man has aged and become completely adult, if the morning of life has passed him by, and he stands in spirit and soul at his high noon. If he's like, I'm done. I don't have the hislavus. I don't have the excitement. I don't have the passion of somebody doing this for the first time. Bleached of the life dew of childhood, he's dried out. If he has grown up completely in thinking, feeling, desire, trust, he cannot approach God. That's not how you serve Hashem. And this is where I think we could kind of tie this into Purim a little bit. You have to have the excitement, that passion within us all year round. The adult is too clever. Utility is his guiding light. He's practical. What do I get out of this? That's not how you serve Hashem. The experience of God is not a business-like affair. Only a child can breach the boundaries that segregate the finite from the infinite. He has to be somebody who has the enthusiasm, the excitement, the tmimistic aspect of a child. Only the child with a simple faith and fiery enthusiasm can make the miraculous leap into the bosom of God. How do you daven? You can't daven by looking at these with the maturity, which it's a dry text. You have to have kavana, you have to have enthusiasm. How does somebody feel like he's standing before Hashem? That's not just a knowledge perspective. That's a certain experience. That's a certain experience that comes from enthusiasm, from simplicity. So you have to have, the ideal is both to be sophisticated adult and a naive child. That's what Rav Soloveitchik is saying here. So with that in mind, okay, if we think about some of these distinctions about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim versus Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, certainly according to Reb Chaim, what's it getting at? It's not only you put on there are four distinctions, Reb Soloveitchik adds a fifth, it's much more than that in my mind. And now again, I'm going to bring in Purim. For me, the distinction between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we could use as a mashal, it's between learning about Purim and having Purim. Okay? If people are wondering, if they're listening to this later, why we're talking about Purim, it's now Shushan Purim. Okay? Okay, you can learn about Purim, and you talk about the Sigya, the Sigya is about the Megillah, or about the Seuda, and whatever it is. But that's on the intellectual level. Okay? That's the parallel of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a fact. It's a detail. It's something you remember. You try to ingrain it upon yourself. I should always have this perspective. I should take us out of Egypt. You have to have a karsa tov. He is our God. He is all-powerful. But that's information. And Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, in this mashal, it's like Purim. Purim itself is about just feeling it. It's about being overwhelmed by it. It's about having this deep experience of it. That, for me, all these distinctions of Rav Chaim, that it's not just part and parcel of Kriya Shema, about being aware of Hashem's presence. It's his own mitzvah to try to get to that point through the experience of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's about getting into all the details. And Chol Amar Beharezim Meshubach, it's about giving it to the next generation. And at its core, Rav Soloveitchik's own edition, I feel like is, to me, the linchpin of what it's supposed to be about. Look at source 11 now, going back to the other page. Rambam says that on Passover night, we should each act like a free person and demonstrate our freedom. Which Rambam is he saying? Right? What's the Rambam's girsa? Laharos es atzmo. In every generation, one should show himself, laharot et atzmo, as if he had been liberated from Egypt. Rambam added the letter hey, I guess, is what the he is supposed to be. Hey, to the usual formulation, not liros es atzmo, rather liharos es atzmo. Not that you should see himself, but you should show himself. Liros means to experience, to feel, to re-experience the slavery and the Exodus. Liros is also a pretty deep level, but the Rambam is going one step further. It should not be an ancient event, lying at the dawn of our history and having no relevance for us. I am to re-experience it. Memory in Judaism means not just to remember technically. Maybe that's Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm remembering technically, I'm remembering what happened. But Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to remember it by experiencing it. But also to relive the event. Leharos adds another dimension. The re-experiencing should be so dynamic and so intense that it breaks through and somehow expresses itself in action. It's like Purim. You're so into it, you just got to do something. If we are overpowered by an emotion, we cannot suppress it. We cannot control ourselves. We will sing and dance. We will cry and shout. We will shed tears and embrace people. The experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach should be so overpowering, so overwhelming, that we should act it out. Yeah.
I think that's part of the reason why we drink Abacoso, because wine and Hadza.
Could be. The Gemara talks, connects it with the idea of Cheres, but it could very well be. It's supposed to add a dimension of us, loosen us up a little bit to get into it. Could be. But what's Rav Soloveitchik getting at? How is he describing? And again, Rav Soloveitchik talks about, he remembers, I think, two monumental nights as a child. One was, I think, Rosh Hashanah. I'm not sure if it was Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur or just Rosh Hashanah, I'm not sure. Rosh Hashanah with the making Hashem the king and the Seder night. Remember just the excitement and the purity on Rav Chaim's face as a child in the Soloveitchik family Seder. I mean, also, when we're talking about this, this is an ideal, this is a goal. We shouldn't feel disappointed if we can't really reach what Rav Soloveitchik is describing, because I think very few of us really are zocha to reach what he's describing. But this is as an ideal. How is it supposed to be? And why is there this other mitzvah called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is different than Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? You're right. Maybe on paper they sound very similar, but in experience, they're very, very different. Right? Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's facts, it's details. And Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's about experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that can also explain, I think, the idea why children are so central to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to Rashi, they're not even included, even Midin Chinuch, in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, but they are going to be the ikker of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? So on the one hand, it's because we want to convey to our kids faith. We want to convey to them the experience of what it means that Hashem is the Melech. Hashem took us out of Egypt. So it could be we think the best way to do that is not by drilling it into them with details every single day. Maybe that's part of it. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that's certainly part of their Chinuch. But the linchpin of that is going to be when you have an experience which excites them, which engages them, which draws them in. And it could be if the ikkar of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is conveying the faith to the next generation. So of course, we're going to have to include kids. We want to include kids. But maybe it could be a little bit more than that. And that is that maybe the nature of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, even for us, is like we do for the kids. What do I mean? And that is that sometimes for adults, it's a little bit hard to get excited, to get to really get into things. We're a little bit too reserved, a little bit too mature. When the focus of the Seder night is on the kids, and it's on asking them questions, and telling them stories, and giving them prizes, it's also a gateway for the adults to feel the real feeling of what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be. The way the kids experience it is also how we're supposed to be experiencing it. When Soloveitchik's describing that, we can't be totally adults. We have to have that enthusiasm and that simplicity and that just excitement of the kids. So by having it be so focused on the kids, it's also a way to tell us what the experience of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is supposed to be. It's also a way to get us involved in it, right? So it could be we're focusing so much on the kids. The Torah itself is focusing so much on the kids. The psukim of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we got it, l'vincha, v'chish, al bincha. We have the four psukim connected to the arba banim. Kids are such a focus in the Torah itself. It could be obviously because that's part of the mitzvah of the Mesorah and Emunah and Chinuch, but also it's supposed to tell us it's a kid experience, the Seder night. Not in like a superficial, silly way, but an excitable, deep, passionate kind of way. That's what it's supposed to be even for us. And I want to finish with one halacha, which also I feel like literally concludes the Seder, but brings this idea home. And if you look at the second sheet, on the last page. Sorry, I was looking at the wrong one. It says the tour. You guys see the tour number 14? It says the tour. Pirush Rabbeinu Yonah Tam Leminhag. What's the minhag that he's talking about? The minhag is we don't drink wine after the Seder ends. And it could be we don't drink anything besides water. That's machlokas in the post. What exactly could be drunk? We don't drink more cups of wine. The question is why not? Pirush Rabbeinu Yonah Tam Leminhag Lefi Shechayev Adam Laasok Kol Halayla Behilchos Pesach. Learn more after the Seder night. Full disclosure, I'm very bad at doing this mitzvah properly. I am completely exhausted by the end of the Seder. I sit down with my Shira Shirim, and it usually doesn't last too long, but I try a little something. But as he says, Ulasaber Benisim Vinifl Shasakadish Baruchul Abuseinu Ad Shetich Tefenu Shena. I'm good at that part. Right? We're supposed to talk about the halachos and the stories until sleep overwhelms us. If you're going to drink after the Seder, you're going to be exhausted. Some of us might be related to this experience, but by the night, if you have to drink a lot, your head is like a ton of bricks. You just got to put it down. Okay, so therefore we avoid wine after the Seder.
Keep us awake for longer.
The idea, not that we don't drink wine, but the idea of the ikur after the Seder night to try to learn and try to be involved with the Seder. That's in Tosefta. Chayav Adam Lasok Behilchos Pesach Obitzias Mitzrayim Kol Alayla. That's what it says in the Tosefta from Chazal. Vizel Shishanina Maisa Berlazer Yeshua Shayim Misafir Mitzrayim Kol Alayla. Okay, fine. Question is: does anybody remember in their Haggadahs what it has at the end of the Haggadah text? After the Haggadah text, after Nirtza, after Chadgadia, what does it have at the end? What is that? Sorry. Yerushalayim, okay, but even after that. Shir Hashirim. I said it before, I'm sorry, Eli, yeah. Shir Hashirim. So I'm not sure who the earliest source for this is, but look at the Chayadam. He incorporates this. Chayadam, the Sahab, Rabbi Yitzis Mitzrayim, Ashi Tech Tefer Hashani, you should talk about Yitzis Mitzrayim until you're overcome by sleep. Why Shir Hashirim? What is the connection between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Shir Hashirim? It's what? But what's Shir Hashirim about?
The glory of God.
What's the Pashut description of Shir Hashirim? What is it? It's a love song. It's a love song between the woman and her beloved. Okay, but obviously we understand it as a mashal for the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. So why do we say that on the Seder night? Let's think about it. Okay. So he says, V'nogim shelo litros amitas rak parsha shema. Okay, fine. The mode be'etzba, source number 16, it's the chida. The chida, he says, Acher ha'agada yomar bekol simcha shir ashirim. Kulo. Try to read the whole thing. Be'idan chedvisa, the time of simcha and ava, eis hazamir higia, the time for song has arrived. Pasuk from Shir Hashirim, I believe, Mishle, I'm not sure. Kikol ha'olamos lemala mi'irim umashirim. All the upper worlds are shining upon us. There's so much simcha and ava on the Seder night. It just naturally flows to Shir Hashirim. Obviously, there's no real focus in Shir Hashirim on Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is mentioned in Mashal, but what is the theme of Shir Hashirim? It's ava. It's ava between the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So after the Seder night, what's the most natural thing to do to focus on ava by reading about the story of this ava of Shir Hashirim? So, as a goal, again, summarize what we've said, but if we feel after our Seder night, I didn't really reach this level of chedva, of ava, and simcha, of the chigda, or Rav Soloveitchik, don't be disappointed, but at least it's an ideal. To summarize, there's two independent mitzvos. The Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim we do every single day, morning and night, as part of Kriya Shema and Birkos Kriya Shema. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim you only do once or twice a year, Chutz La'aretz Eretz Yisrael, in the Seder night. What's the difference? So says the Or Sameach. He says that really there's only one mitzvah d'oraisa, that's Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but since we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares so much about talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, we made it a mitzvah d'rabbanan. But usually it's assumed not like that. It says in Minchas Chinuch, there are two different mitzvos. They're all about remembering, but the Seder night is focused more on telling over to the children. And Rav Chaim and the Rav add other distinctions. Either Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of Kriya Shema, it's his own independent mitzvah, but also it's about more details. And it's about giving it over to the next generation. But it says Rav Soloveitchik, it's also about leading into Halil. And what I want, the Chiddush, or what I want to, not even Chiddush, but what I want to try to make clear now is that it's not only the matter of these distinctions, these detailed distinctions, that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is more qualitatively, quantitatively, but it's also more qualitatively. It's a different experience. Zechir Shivus Yisroel, it's about facts, it's about details. Obviously, it should be a very important detail, is remembering how Hashem is our king, He took us out of Mitzrayim, and we owe our existence to Him. But it's about remembering that as more of an objective fact. And the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is much, much more than that. It's trying to get from there to an overwhelming sense of Hakaras HaTov and Halel and experiencing as if it's happening to us. It's just fundamentally a different mitzvah. And if that's true, why are we so focused on kids? So we can say we're so focused on kids because we want to convey that experience and that feeling of Hakaras HaTov and all the Nisim to the next generation. But it could be more than that. As Joseph Vaychik is writing, that within all of us, we have to have the soul of a child. And we're focusing so much on children and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's also telling us what the mitzvah should be for us. For us, we should also be that child that's so engaged and excited and wanting to ask questions and wanting to hear answers and wanting to stay up, that neshama in the child has to be living within all of us, both in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And at all times, we should be zoche to have a wonderful end of this man. And all of the messages, hopefully, we really did gain from Purim, I hope, about what it means to serve Hashem b'simcha, b'ahava, and with excitement, we should remember on the Seder night and throughout the year. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.